Blog Talk Radio.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to the flagship show of the Main Street Universe Radio Network, and that is Main Street Universe. We will be right back, and tonight is sort of a casual episode where Janice and I will be opening up the phone lines to do some readings, and I see we do have one caller in there, so hang in there. We'll come back with a little bit of a song, some network plugs, and then on to the show and on to the readings. So we'll be right back in just a moment, and these are our good friends, Woven Green. Welcome to Main Street Universe, the show and network reminding you that the mysteries and possibilities of the universe are closer to Main Street than you have ever imagined. And I don't know about you, but I can imagine a lot. And right now I am awaiting our co-hostess, Miss Janice R. White, who is as well the host of the World Reggae Party, which may be coming to the Main Street Universe Radio Network as well right now. It's on FPA, Fairfax Public Access Radio. Excuse me while I had to quickly switch mics to avoid feedback. My name, again, is Daniel Michael. I'm the founder, co-creator of the Main Street Universe Radio Network. And this is a network of a few shows here. I'll run down the list really quickly. And that is, of course, tonight, the flagship show, the one that started it all, me and my good friend, Mr. Kevin Baird, at Main Street Universe. Now hosted by myself and associate producer, Janice R. White. At 7 p.m. Eastern Time, every Wednesday. And we have not missed an episode of Main Street Universe now in 3 years. And some change. Actually, probably more going on four. On Thursdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, our one daytime or earlier daytime show, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Uatou with your hostess, Miss Queen Mother Imaku, a high priestess of the Kemetic tradition, reminding people that Egypt is in fact in Africa. She does Kemetic yoga, original language players, all sorts of things. Check it out, 2 p.m. Eastern Time, Thursdays. Then on Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Walking on the Sidewalk with your host, Mr. Kevin Baird. And Kevin is the creator of the Horizon Oracle Cards. These are a series of divination cards that Kevin spent a few years working on after a long time as a tarot reader. Kevin can be found at www.templeofgaia.com, 5 p.m. Eastern Time. Now, at midnight on Friday, is Jesse Ann Nichols-George with her show Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. Jesse is the author of 4 books, Activating Compassion and its companion workbook, as well as You, Me, Life, Dreams in that companion workbook. And Jesse, I thank her very much for sitting in to host the Susan Weed show this Tuesday, as I was not there. It was last night. I was seeing Blackmore's Night in concert here at the Birchmere in Alexandria, Virginia. It was an amazing show. The opening act was quite good as well. So Jesse Ann Nichols-George, 12 p.m. midnight. Then Sundays at 5:30. It used to be 7, but now it's back to 5:30. For those who are curious or have been trying to catch it and have missed it, is Spiritual Insight with your host, Mr. Darren Boucare. Darren is a palm reader and tarot reader at Marie Lovell's House of Voodoo in the magical city of New Orleans. And then on Monday at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we have Science of Light with Randy Goldberg. And Randy Goldberg's show was voted in a few weeks back, the Blog Talk Radio newsletter that the hosts get, as one of the top five metaphysical shows to check out. He's a Vedic astrologer as well as a Western astrologer and discusses Jungian archetypes and all sorts of things, Science of Light, with Randy Goldberg. Then on Tuesday evening at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, we're so happy to have Miss Susan Weed, the Master Herbalist, as part of the Main Street Universe Network. And Susan discusses women's health issues as well as herbal medicine as people's medicine and the psychology of healing as well, so how the mind plays into it. So check her out at Wise Woman Center or SusanWeed.com. If you Google her name, it will come up. She's been in all sorts of publications. There's a couple of YouTube videos, all sorts of things. And then that makes up, so far, the shows on the Main Street Universe Radio Network, and we're adding a few, as I mentioned before, Janice, the World Reggae Party, once we work out a few kinks, and another one, which is going to be called Rhythm?
Reflections and Rhythms.
Reflections and Rhythms. I like that name. So we're working on some other things. So those make up the shows current and soon to be on the Main Street Universe Radio Network. And tonight's sort of a casual night, so we're going to have some metaphysical discussion and answer the phone lines for readings. And I do see we have a few callers in the queue now, as I see how Janice prepares her tarot decks here. Which ones did we bring this evening?
We bought the Dragon Tarot.
Okay.
And we bought my favorite Mystic Dreamer Tarot. And my other favorite, The Fellowship of the Fool by my friend Helena.
Dominic,
yes.
She was a guest on our show. I guess quite a while back now. I guess time flies.
Yes, last year.
I like that color of red.
That's what when she gave them to me. She wrapped them up in.
Is there a red scarf?
Red scarf, yeah.
Okay, and I, as well as joining Janice, because we like to sort of read, or at least I like it that way. I kind of like that we like to read a little bit as a team. We kind of let the one person take it, like the heavy of it, and then the other one jumps in. And I think it works quite well that way. I think we've actually, it feels very natural. I don't think too many readers read in a team.
No.
It's kind of a lonely art form, usually.
Yeah.
And, oh, here's your mic, by the way.
Oh. Hello, everybody.
And hello back. I was being the voice of people in internet radio land. Now, I see we have a few callers. I guess we'll go ahead and take them. And I see Key Hypnosis in the chat room. Welcome, Key. And 808, you are on the air on Main Street Universe.
Oh, yes.
Welcome.
Hi, my name is Ku'ulelani, and I wanted to, if you guys want to read from the Dragon deck, that sounded pretty cool.
Yes.
Do like a little love thing. That'll be awesome.
A love theme.
A love theme, okay. Are you a dragon sign? Is your Chinese horoscope
I'm
dragon?
Rat on the cusp.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
I'm Aquarius on the cusp on the Capricorn in the Western. So right now, Janice is shuffling. Right. So your question is, if you wanted to ask something very specifically, do you have a specific question, any love coming up or something current that you're working on?
There's something in the air, and but I just want to see what the cards have to say.
Okay, that's fine. Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with letting the universe decide that.
A or B.
Now, choose from pile A or B. Did you say B? You're breaking up.
You're breaking up.
B.
Okay. Sorry, you were breaking up there. Your signal was breaking up. All right. And now what she is doing is I'm somewhat narrating it.
Okay, I'm going to take out about four because I'm the fourth kid.
Well, that's why you like to work in fours.
Yeah. I'm the fourth kid, and, you know, it's kind of my favorite number.
Out of how many?
Six.
Oh, I'm out of five. Three out of five or four out of six?
Okay, two reversed.
Okay.
Three reversed. Oh. Four reversed. Okay.
I have not seen these cards in a while. These dragon deck. Sorry, King of Coins. I'm sitting there. Okay.
Page of Cups, Knight of Cups. Okay. Just because they reversed, let me take a cup. How bad do you want this? No, I'm kidding.
There's a lot of energy because I'm like getting out of an old chapter, like rewriting like the whole book, and so there's probably a lot of energy. So whatever is coming to it is something I think I should know.
There's definitely towards the end a lot of something's been it's done. It's over.
That's it, and it's over. Make sure that you keep it over. Because it has, it could influence the other cards. You have the death card. Now, that does not mean a physical death. I repeat, that does not mean a physical death.
It means a new beginning,
What?
I understand that. It means a new beginning. Like, the death card can represent a new beginning.
That's reverse, but that's not... In my opinion, that's not a strong negative. What I see as being strong negatives is the two cups cards. This is a reading about love, and both of the cups cards are reversed. You have a page of cups, a new relationship dawning, somebody younger than you are, not like fantastically younger than you are, but somebody who might not be as mature as you are. But he or she, because I don't know who you prefer, is not as mature as you are. And this person also has had some issues with love, and he hasn't quite gotten over his issues with love, which might have a strain on the budding relationship. Then you also have the Knight of Cups, and knights are always men. This person is a little bit older. Even though I'm getting the vibe, it's the same person, but this particular person, you might have to wait a little bit before you decide to commit because there is an immaturity within this person. Are you saying something?
No, that's my girlfriend talking to
us. Oh, okay. The other cards that I see is the King of Coins, usually older man. Coins signify wealth, money, power, and that is reverse. The king is usually an older man or like a father figure, and he's putting a little bit of the brakes on this relationship. Then you have the Ace of Swords, which is also reversed, which usually when it's right side up, it's more of a positive. That's like victory is mine. I'm going after it. I'm going to conquer it. I'm doing all of that. I think I should pull out a couple more cards and hopefully have a few positive ones. I keep getting
reversed.
Yeah,
let's see that. Let's see that.
And I'm trying not to get reversed. Eight of Swords.
Yes.
that one would have been better reversed. Sorry, we're out laughing at you.
Okay, well, we got one Seven of Cups. Okay. Lots of options. And this
one
is not your only suitor, if you understand what I'm saying. I'm not saying you have seven suitors, but you have more than one choice. And if I were you, I would try to see all the choices you have when it comes to a love match before you make a decision on the keeper, if you understand what I'm saying.
Yes, I do.
Okay. I'm going to take out two more, and I'm going to leave it. Knight of Swords, protectant, male protectant, very chivalrous, very old-fashioned, coming into your life. One of the seven, because you do have Seven of Cups. And Eight of Wands, okay, something that's a little bit more positive than the rest of it. I'm not trying to say the whole reading is negative. The whole reading is just basically saying, look before you leap. But this Eight of Wands is telling you to look at every side of the picture, good, bad, and different. Make a decision based on the Seven of Cups, because it's right above the Seven of Cups, and make the wise decision. Don't go with the good-looking sex bomb, because I don't know how old you are, but I have a feeling I'm older than you. Sometimes a really good-looking sex bomb is not the best choice in the world. So look at all the men, because there's more than one. I'm seeing four, actually, if I can be honest. Look at all the men. Look at all their traits. Look how they treat you. Look how they treat the females in their family, mother, sister, aunt, children, because there is one with a child, then make your decision.
Okay.
Now, feedback.
Oh, I think you're right on point. There is more than one choice, but not four. There's, like, I'm just trying to feel energies out. I'm not really committing. I'm just getting to know people. And not necessarily on an intimate level, even though I feel the strongest connection with somebody that is really far away, that I have to wait a while to see how it's going to play out. There's just a distance, and there is just a distance that's not going to be there for long, but still it's a physical distance. But the energy is very, very strong.
Like another state?
It's another state. It's a state, and it's somebody that was a friend of mine in the past.
Daniel, do you want to grab a card or two?
I will just do so as a finality thing. I'll say in a very specific, now that we've gone over the general and also what it came down to, the Seven of Cups meant a lot. And it's the one that jumped out at me the most.
Mm-hmm. It's also a really cool-looking card on top
of that. It's a cool-looking card. This is a cool deck. This was a birthday present.
I bought this deck for a girlfriend once.
David bought it for me.
Oh,
so.
Anyway, and that is the weighing the options, and that's maybe part of what's, just like anything, when you're wondering if should I quit my job now because there's something else that might happen that might be better, but oh, when's the right time? That's what this is. It's a little of that caution.
Yeah.
It's also a caution read. And it's also telling me that it's okay to wait and look at all these options.
Well, that's what I said. It's good for her to wait, not to commit to anybody right now.
Yeah, so I will say...
Yeah, I'm not ready to anyway. I got to get over what I went through. You know? But at the same time, it was a really empty relationship for like 8 years. So...
Oh.
Yeah. So it's kind of like trying to just get grounded and attract a different, like not the same kind of pattern. And that's why I really do think that the cards are saying
wait. It's hard to break up with Anna's set, though.
Yeah. But
not impossible.
Guys, appreciate...
Not impossible, just hard.
Yes. Thank you guys so much for reading for me. I appreciate it.
And
Daniel,
I just pulled a few more just to say, and I asked a specific question, what's for the best possible result? It's a very similar answer. It's not being haunted by things. You know, it's this haunted card here, and not letting other people's stuff like that get to you. Staying busy with your passions, and there is someone out there that's going to help you bloom. But again, I'm seeing some time. It's again, it's one of those kind of patient things. You know, some readings will be all about action, and this one is.
Some will be all about patience.
Patience and take some time. Do some time discovering yourself, even kind of stuff. You know, just whatever. Just looking at options, making sure you make. I don't think you're in that place anyway. I don't think you're going to make a bad decision, but don't make that quickie. Kind of wait it out a little bit. Sometimes that's okay. Have that little time to yourself, work on some stuff.
Yes, I agree. Yes, 100%. I agree 100%. It's exactly what I was feeling too, so it's just
it's okay. It's okay to spend time with you as well, remember that.
Yeah, always remember to spend
time. Hey, I like myself. I'm okay with being like, you know, an asexual person just going through life and just being alone. But I'm a little too social for that too. I like to interact, so it's kind of a catch-22.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Some people can go long periods of time. Some people, they jump right to somebody else after. I have a feeling you're going to be patient and you're going to make this work. Because I think for you that you need it to work intellectually too. And for the short time we're talking, I think it needs to work in your mind.
Yes. So it needs to percolate. Are you a coffee drinker?
I agree.
Yeah, it needs to percolate.
Yes, definitely. Needs to be stimulating, not just in a physical level, but on an intellectual level to be really satisfying for me.
Yes, yes. I think you're understanding what we're both saying.
Yes, I agree. Well, thank you. I'm going to put more time and get more information before I make any drastic changes or decisions. You know, that's the best advice that's advice that I was thinking about, and it's coming through, so it's what I needed to know. So thank you guys, and much blessings
thank
from
you.
Hawaii, and take care.
You're in Hawaii. Oh, I wish I was in Hawaii.
Awesome.
Very awesome.
Thank you very much for calling Mr. Universe, and call back and let us know what's happening. We have multiple reading shows. We have Kevin's. We have Darren, who's a reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in New Orleans, who does a Sunday show at 5:30. So Darren's quite good as well. So feel free to give any of those shows or us a call back.
I will. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
All right. And here we go. And I see there's a few people in the chat room there. Again, hi again, Key, and hi, Tulsa. And now we have another caller after a sort of chill for a second after the last reading. 301, you're on the air.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. I was calling because I have one question to see if maybe I could get some good advice and direction. It would be wise for me to make a move to another state, both relationship and financially, because I'm at that point that I feel a little confused, and time is running out, and I need to make a decision ASAP.
Okay.
Okay.
What I'll do, I'll start it, and then Janice will, I think, draw a few too, but I'll start off. I'm going to start shuffling the deck, as you can hear, and I want you to tell me when to stop. This adds your energy to it. I'm shuffling now.
And I think we should stop.
Okay. Now I'm going to cut the deck into two piles. Pick from pile A or from pile B.
I think we're going to do pile A.
And that card came up with two readings. It's definitely showing time to walk away from something. In fact, and it's these two cards, and I'm reading from a different set than Janice, and these two are very much about moving on, picking up, taking charge, and going and making a decision like that. Now, we're not going to give you that final answer just yet.
Right.
Okay? That was with two quick cards on a general without going too much deeper. So let's just take a minute and look at what Janice had drawn, in this case, I think, from the Mystic...
Mystic framework here.
Okay. Janice, go ahead for a second.
Okay. The Two of Pentacles reversed, the Four of Swords reversed, and the Six of Wands reversed. Okay. The Two of Pentacles, there's choices to be made, usually between the two. Pentacles are always with money, so this move is directly for it of the move to earn more money. It's saying, too, though, that you have two choices. There's two job choices that you have? Or two job choices that you're thinking about?
Absolutely. I currently am employed, and I have a very good job where I currently am, but my mom lives in Texas, and I feel I'm being pulled because she's getting older in age, but it's scary. It's a scary change for me to leave where I'm currently.
Any type of move is scary. Don't let people just say, "Oh, I just moved," and any type of move is scary. Whether if you're doing down the street or across the country, it's going to be scary.
Mm-hmm. And then I was married, and I came out. Well, I'm not divorced, but I came out of that relationship, and I think, well, by me moving, I know that that's a complete ending to that relationship.
Okay.
I don't know whether to hold on to something, stay here, or to just pass.
Well, the Four of Wands is reversed. That's usually like the rest card or one of the rest cards. Excuse me. But it's reverse, where they're asking you to do a little bit of action, not full force for, you know, gangbusters, breaking down the wall. No, more of a gradual removal of things, a gradual move, a gradual going away, not a gangbusters.
Yes, and that was going to be my... The second card of mine, I just picked two cards, and that's usually how it's done with this deck. They call it the companion. No, I'm not advertising. I'm not being paid or anything. I'm just saying.
I'm not being paid either. No, I have my favorite card. So
we just like to mention what cards we're using.
Oh.
But this one is also about And I know this might sound strange, but here's the message coming from it. It's talking about finding a group to help, like finding some sort of group or network to help. Like, okay, so that could be telling me, yes, you're supposed to walk away from stuff here because the haunted card is being haunted by old stuff that you don't need. The next one is drive. But there's multiple people in that drive away. and they all need each other's help. So this means maybe not taking a sort of lone gunslinger approach to this, making sure that the help is there and that the networking is there and that the grouping is there and the support system is there. I'm not necessarily getting a feeling of danger from it, but it's just saying shore up all that stuff if you can.
Clear up all the loose ends before you walk. That's what
I have all my decks in line.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So the Six of Wands is also showing that people are going to come and help you, but it's a victory card. It's one soldier, but he's got six wands. One of the wands has a wreath in the middle of it, and it's a nice, full, green foliage leaf. So a victory is coming. It's not, like, immediately in your face coming, but it is coming.
Everything will then fall into place.
Yeah.
Oh, guys, I needed to hear this tonight.
Yeah, that's what it is, that everything is coming into place.
You all have given me a very good sense of ease tonight, and I appreciate that because I was really iffy and just not me, and now I feel a sense of calmness. So I'm very grateful for that.
Oh, good.
Oh, thank you.
And like I said, definitely the overwhelming theme of this, just because I like people to walk away with something, because sometimes people call a reader show and everybody rambles for a while. I like to always give them a takeaway. The takeaway is, yes, you're supposed to move on. But, again, very simple, earthy message. Make sure, you know, have your support in order. Have your group in order and your networking in order. Otherwise.
And I had that 80%. I mean, I was like that 80% of me just had that gut feeling that does tell me just go on, go on. But I had still that doubt and that fear. But, yes, be strong, go on, and everything at the end will fall into place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Thank you both very much.
No problem. Thank you.
Thank you.
Both of you. Okay, have a nice night. I'm going to
call us back and let us know how things go at some point.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Thank you. All right. Now, we just want to take a short break here and just take a little breather. We'll be right back. It won't be too long. We'll play a song here from somebody. It looks like this one will be Fury Dance from our friend Tom Teasley.
Forbidden Archaeology, Forgotten History, Divination, Magic, Cryptozoology, UFOs, Nature, Science, and Spirit. All this and more right here on the Main Street Universe Radio Network.
All right, we are back, and I see we still have a caller or two in the queue, and I want to let you know I see you there, 202, so we'll be with you in just a moment. I want to remind everybody that you're listening to Main Street Universe. This is a flagship show of the Main Street Universe Radio Network. We have 5 or 6 shows, 7, 8 coming up, and we're on the air on Wednesdays at 7. We have a show Thursday, Queen Mother Imaku, Thursdays at 2, Fridays at 5 p.m. We have Kevin Baird, who's the creator of the Horizon Oracle deck. Fridays at midnight, we have Jesse and Nicholas George, Activating Compassion in the Midnight Hour. Sunday, we have Darren Bouquer, who's a palm and tarot reader at Marie Laveau's House of Voodoo in New Orleans, at 5:30, all these Eastern Time. Mondays, we have Science of Light at 10 p.m. with Randy Goldberg, who's a Vedic astrologer, as well as a Western astrologer. And he discusses all sorts of metaphysical things, 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And then we have Master Herbalist Susan Weed, Tuesday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. And I see we do have another caller. Tonight we're doing kind of a casual episode where we're opening the phone lines and doing readings. We don't always do that on the Wednesday show, but we do have multiple reading shows. Sometimes we have a topic, sometimes we have a guest. And we'll right now go to the one who's been waiting the longest, which is 202. Welcome, you are on the air.
Hello, thank you for taking my call.
Yes.
Hi, how are you? I'm good. My name is Tierra, and I was calling to get a reading done about my finances.
Okay.
About your finances, okay.
This time, we have a few decks if you want to choose from one. We have the Dragon, we have the Mystic, we have the
Fellowship of the Fool.
Fellowship of the Fool, is that what this one is?
Yes.
Okay. So if you want to choose Dragon, Fool, or Mystic.
I'm going to go with Dragon.
Okay.
Okay. All right, let me shuffle. I'm going to put the phone down for a minute.
I shall narrate the...
You shall narrate the shuffling.
The shuffling. And she has her own unique way of doing this that is far different from mine.
Everybody's supposed to have a different way of doing things. If they didn't, everybody would be the same.
That's right. Then I would host World Reggae Party like
yes,
you.
Yes, yes, yes.
But Denise is also host of the World Reggae Party here at Radio Fairfax. Public access.
All right, A or B?
B.
Always remember to take that out. So...
Okay. Now the first one right off the bat is the Tower. Okay. Which is that you have had or having right now some financial issues, financial trouble, a little bit of instability with your finances, looking for another job. Are you there?
Yeah, that's what I've been going through. I get a check each month, so I'm kind of okay on my finances, but it's just that having the extra money to do other things with, I'm not able to do. I've been going through different jobs, but I'm on this one job, but I don't think it's going to work out.
Okay. Nine of Coins. Okay. The first one is the Tower, where things aren't working out all that financially. Then you have the King of Cups, and that's reversed, which is kind of unusual for a money drawing, but usually an older man. King is also representative of wealth and power. Reverse, that there's some kind of difficulties with an older man. That's the most positive of the deck. The Knight of Coins is next, which is basically the Ten of Coins is what everybody wants. It's like the Ten of Pentacles, where you got love, you got money, you got beauty, you got prestige, you got success. That's the Ten of Coins, or the Ten of Pentacles. The Nine is right before that. So even though your first two cards aren't all that great, with the Tower really a bummer, to be honest, and the King of Cups reverse, if that was right, if that was not upside down, that's what reverse means, upside down, that'd be a more positive card. Then you have the Moon, where that's reversed too. Now, usually the Moon is some kind of deception, some kind of trial by fire, suspicious people. But that's reversed. But I would still keep my eyes open for suspicious people. Let me draw another one. Judgment. It's not the most positive one either. Are you having some kind of the job that you have right now? You have a lot of enemies at this job?
No, that was at my last job, but I switched jobs. But the people that I work with now, they don't make me feel welcome. You know, it's just kind of like the guy, he keeps picking on me, one of the owners. He's picking on me about every little thing I do. So that's why I'm kind of like not thinking it's going to work out. But I have another job lined up, but I don't know if I should take that job.
Nine of Wands. Okay. Rapid creativity and imagination. New beginnings. Forceful beginnings. I think this is the job that you're looking at.
The new one.
The new one, not the old one. Then you also have the Ten of Cups that came before that, which is sort of like the Ten of Pentacles, which everything being in due time, but being very successful. So how long have you worked at the old job?
I was there a couple of months.
Okay. Oh, that's my favorite card. Okay. The new job is more promising on the long haul. The last four cards that I pulled out, only one was reversed, and that was the judgment card. The other three is the Ten of Cups, the Nine of Wands, and the Star. Star is one of my favorites, and also a card of Aquarian, and that's what Daniel and I both are. Aquarius. So if you're Aquarius too, we can have a threesome. But in any event, the new job is more promising than the old.
Okay.
If you stay with the old job, you're definitely going to have a hard way to go, financially as well as personally.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm getting, I drew two from another deck that I have, and one, it's very clearly stated, is about getting out and not just the new job, but getting out and networking, really getting social and talking yourself up and getting out there. And then because the one after that is called Spirit Audience. And that one is quite literally a card like saying that, you know, the gods or the universe or God approves. Like get out there and network and
market yourself.
Get yourself out there. Like, don't stay stagnant. That's everything in both of what we've drawn are saying not to stay. Now, I'm not saying make a rash decision that'll mean you can't pay rent or something. It just means get out there aggressively and take that new decision.
Okay, so you're telling me that I should take the new job?
Yes.
Yeah.
To start.
Yes.
To start.
But also market yourself while you're...
Keep marketing.
Market yourself, whether if you take the new job or not, you've got to still market yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. Because
a good resume. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Oh, do you have a good resume?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, have a good resume, a cover letter. Go do different functions that are good for networking.
What networking is like a big word for just getting out there and saying, hello, my name is, and shaking hands and
making positive small talk.
Okay.
All right.
Well, thank you.
Well, you're welcome.
Oh, thank you very much. And thank you for calling. And again, like we say to everybody, check back in with us and tell us what happens.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. All right. And we have 218 is next. Welcome to 218. Hello.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well.
Hi, my name is Vincent. I have a question for you. Just bear with me because I need an answer, basically. I need to know if I should tell someone something that might hurt them. Basically, a few weeks ago, my boss went out of town. He asked me if I could, look after his wife, Mia, take her around town because she was new to the place. So we went out, went to a restaurant, some, 50s kind of diner place. It was nice. We go back to my place, I drop her off, and then I went to the washroom and I came back, and Mia, I don't know where she got it from, but there were drugs involved, and she was in bad shape. Like, I had to take her to get medical help, and I couldn't take her to a hospital because I didn't know where the drugs came from, and I didn't want to get her in trouble and my boss in trouble, and it's a hairy situation. Anyway, we wound up going to a friend's house. Thank God he saved her life. Don't ask. He had a shot of adrenaline. He gave it to her, and she was okay. And she said, please don't tell my husband. And I agreed that I wouldn't tell her husband, but it is grating on my mind so bad. I can't even tell you how overwhelmed I am by this. And I need to know, should I tell my boss, her husband? What should I do?
A shot of adrenaline, you said?
Was there almost an overdose?
Yeah. I mean, it was bad, and I don't know if she has a problem. I don't know if she, needs to go to rehab, whatever it is. But if I don't tell her husband, I don't know if she'll get that help,
Let me see. Hold on a second. I think that one's agreeing with that one. And this one is... Yeah. This, from both of us, everything is basically saying to walk away.
So don't tell her husband.
No.
That's what we're getting from this.
Okay, because what I basically just gave you was the plot to Pulp Fiction. So you guys are full of shit. You're phonies. You're not real psychics. You're giving people
I knew you were
hope.
A troll anyway. We just threw some cards.
You're a fucking phony. You're a piece of shit. You're a liar.
First of all, hold on a second. I'm not a phony anything. I'm an interpreter of archetype syndrome.
You give them fake help. You're a false prophet.
I already knew the plot you were saying, sir. I was being polite. I've seen the movie.
Well,
I've seen the injection into the heart.
How about you suck my dick and I come over your face?
Well, you're done.
And
you know what I mean? I work hard. I'm a fucking
face.
Construction worker, so fuck you!
Oh, you're a construction
Okay.
Okay. Sorry about my... I actually am a construction worker as well. I do electrical work. But yes, we were on to that he was a troll. I've seen the movie. I know the scene. But anyway, let me collect myself. I am a blue-collar person from Baltimore, Maryland, if anybody wants to know my history. I've chosen to believe in metaphysical things. I'm not being paid a dime for doing this. So, anyway.
Anyway.
We have about 10 minutes left. And, well, you know, people are trolls. I shouldn't have actually, I meant to hang up on him. I didn't mean to X him out of the place because I wanted him to finish hearing my explanation without hearing my explanation without cutting him off. Yeah, I didn't want him to keep cutting me off. But folks, I am a very real person.
Oh, am I?
And we do these things, and we're doing it for free, by the way. And I'm not saying it like, oh, I'm so great and so awesome because of that. I'm doing it for free. It's part of my radio show. I do it not every week. So I open up a show to do readings, and this guy calls me up like I'm violating his non-belief belief system in some way, when in fact he was in our backyard, in our house, trolling us. Then yes, as soon as he started saying the needle, of course I knew it was the freaking plot. We drew some cards anyway, said walk away, and we're hoping it was going to end peacefully. Anyway, we have about 10 minutes left. We have another caller. I guess we'll take them. 661, you're on the air.
Hi, I am so sorry for that. That was disgusting. I'm a big fan of you guys, and I can't believe someone would call in and speak that way to you. It's disgusting.
Oh, thank you.
Well, anyway, thank you. But
I'm a big fan of what you guys do. It's true you're a construction worker. I think that's very noble, actually.
Yes, I'm an electrician.
Could you
and
take
I'm
your big electrician cock and fuck me up the ass with it?
I
God
knew.
Knows.
I heard the accent. I'm just trying. Anyway, yes, I am an electrician. I went to school for 4 years at ABC in Harford County, if you all think I'm making this up. But these are getting to the point where they're just trolls to be trolls. So I think we're going to end this. Anyway, it was nice until then.
It was very nice.
But like I said, I got thick skin. I can take it. Everyone, have a great evening.
Yes, have a great evening, everyone.
Forbidden archaeology, forgotten history, divination, magic, cryptozoology, UFOs, nature, science, and spirit. All this and more right here.